Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. This morning, we're talking about lawn weed control. As many of you know, the overall appearance of your lawn is directly related to the maintenance that you do. September is an ideal time for many lawn maintenance practices, especially weed control. Fall, from mid-September through October, is generally the best time to control perennial broadleaf weeds in the lawn with herbicides. In fall, these weeds are transporting foods from their foliage or leaves down to the roots in preparation for winter. Broadleaf herbicides applied in the fall during this time period will be absorbed by the weeds' leaves and transported to the roots, along with the food and carbohydrates being transported for storage, resulting in the destruction of the weeds at the root level. Broadleaf herbicides can be applied as liquids or granules, and make sure you're reading and following label directions before applying any herbicides. Other issues that people may be frustrated by in their lawn would be creeping charlie, also known as ground ivy. This can also be controlled with broadleaf herbicides. Products that contain 2,4-D or triclopyr are the most effective. 2,4-D is an active ingredient in many broadleaf herbicide products, and triclopyr can be found in Ortho Weed Be Gone chickweed, clover, and oxalis killer for lawns, as well as a few other products. Just look for the active ingredients. In Iowa, herbicide application should be made between mid-September and the 1st of November. Two applications will be necessary to effectively control ground ivy or creeping charlie. The first application should be made in mid-September, with the second application about a month later. Violets are also a difficulty to control in lawns. Digging up the plants may be an option for home gardeners if you have a small infestation, and broadleaf herbicides would be the most practical solution if you have a large number throughout the lawn. Broadleaf herbicides containing triclopyr will usually provide good control of violets as well. Applications can be made in spring during bloom or in the fall. Again, two applications, usually spaced 2 to 3 weeks apart, will be necessary to achieve good control of violets in the lawn. If you do decide to apply a broadleaf herbicide to the lawn, there's a few tips to remember. First of all, broadleaf herbicides can be applied as either a liquid or a granule. So before applying any herbicide, carefully read and follow all label directions. When you're applying liquid formulations, you want to watch out for potential spray drift problems. Those can be avoided by following simpler precautions, such as not spraying when winds exceed 5 miles per hour, and not spraying when temperatures are forecast to exceed 85 degrees anytime within 24 hours after the application. Since coarse droplets or large droplets are less likely to drift than fine sprays, you want to select nozzles that produce coarse or large droplets and use a lower sprayer pressure when you're applying a liquid broadleaf herbicide. When you're spraying, keep the nozzle close to the ground. If only a few areas in the lawn have broadleaf weed problems, you can spot treat these areas rather than spraying the entire lawn. Make sure you apply just enough material to wet the leaf surfaces. Granular herbicides are often combined with fertilizers. So you want to apply these when the foliage is wet. Broadleaf herbicides are absorbed by the weed's foliage or leaves, not the roots. So to be effective, they must stick to the leaves and the weeds and must be absorbed by the leaves. Apply the granular products early in the morning when leaves are wet, or irrigate the lawn prior to applying these. To ensure adequate surface, leaf surface, and herbicide absorption, don't mow the lawn for at least 2 to 3 days before treatment, so you get a big area of leaf that you can apply the herbicide to. After treatment, you want to allow 3 or 4 days to pass before mowing, so the product has time to get from the leaves all the way down to the root area. This will allow sufficient time for the weeds' broadleaves to absorb herbicide completely and get it to the roots where it will kill the plant. To prevent the herbicide from being washed off the plant's foliage, make sure you apply these materials when no rain is forecast for at least 24 hours, and plan to not irrigate your treated lawn within 24 hours of application as well. If you have additional questions about lawn care or finding specific solutions for weed problems that you're seeing in your lawn, you're welcome to give us a call or stop in and visit us at the Extension office. Also, a quick reminder that today, the 31st, is the last day to get registered for the upcoming Master Gardener class that starts next week here in the Cass County Extension Office. And we also have a free class on canning and preserving 101, as well as pressure canner testing coming up tomorrow evening at the Extension Office. For more information on this or anything we've discussed today, stop in and visit us at the Extension office or give us a call at 712-243-1132. This has been Kate Olson with your Extension Report.